Even one family is highly individual, and not even one family all has the same characteristics. Every member of the family is unique and different. And so certainly all the members of one race or all the members of one nation can in no way at all be the same. Every human being is individual and unique. It becomes very important to understand how I see myself. The way in which I see myself will determine the way in which I see others. If I focus my mind in that compartment of being a woman, then everything that I say and do will be influenced by this limit. I will put people in boxes just simply because of gender. And I'll make generalizations such as, well, all women are like this, or all men are like this, which just isn't true. Man or woman, male or female, young or old, every human being is beautifully different and has a whole different world of experience that they carry within themselves. So what is my identity? Am I my profession? At the present moment, this has become part of a modern crisis. If I say I'm an engineer, what happens if I'm made redundant and I'm no longer an engineer? Do I have an identity that existed beyond that of being an engineer? And of course, there's a massive problem that I face if I'm not able to locate that identity and my total consciousness has been locked into the compartment of engineer. The same thing happens if I define myself in terms of my relationship with another. For example, if I say I'm a mother, this can provide me with a wonderful sense of security whilst my child is young and needs me and sees me as the mother. From the moment that that child wishes to exert its own authority and exercise its own individuality and wants to be a human being in their own right, which of course